DJ Gower. You got the
touch! DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And Treason.
Chicken so chickalicious.
Everybody knows why. It's cause I'm flame broiled. Yowzy yow now. But that's not all. I'm cooked fresh. First, my head's cut off. Heads up. Then I'm plucked and gutted. My intestines are pulled out. Trust me, you don't want them.
Whee, look at me. I'm getting quartered and split.
Breast, wings, the whole nine yards.
Jumpity jump!
Then the pieces of me get flame broiled! Hear that sizzle? That's me! 550 degrees! Good thing I'm dead or yowee!
Then I'm seasoned just right and ready to go!
Hey, I'm good! Finally, I'm served to you! So you can chew me, swallow me, and convert me into waste matter!
Gaga got going!
Hey, kids! How's the me?
You taste great, Plucky.
Holy fanoli! The oxygen's leaving my brain!
Any last words, Plucky?
You betcha! If you want a place with the greatest chicken, take it from my head, it's easy picking, cause
something's always cooking at the Clucking Chicken.
Me and Dad never tasted so good!
Well, thanks for nothing, folks. This is
Thanksgiving's coming up, Rhyme and Treason, episode 10.
The glorious, almighty double digits. That's right, folks. We're now officially at 10 shows.
Thanks for fucking nothing, Halloween viewers. None of them, really.
Crap, nothing.
He's crapping again. That was a highlight of the last episode.
I think I just sharted.
He nearly shit his pants.
Sharding's
it was caught on the radio, hopefully.
So, you know, one way to shart yourself is to just absolutely gorge yourself at Thanksgiving. So, since this is the special Thanksgiving edition of Rhyme and Treason, I think we're going to do some songs about food.
Yeah, what you just heard, little Dead Kennedy's Rawhide.
Before that, a little commercial break early in the show, the Cluckin' Chicken.
Classic SNL sketch.
Some Beastie Boys with the five-piece chicken dinner just after the Golden Girls who opened the show.
Yeah, thank you for being a friend. Going out to Murph, who should be on the show later.
The second most interesting man in the world.
Yes, he's a traveling nomad. He's gone around the globe many times.
We also want to thank you for being a friend, all of you out there on the Facebook.
I think we have like six friends. Oh, no, Facebook. I don't know. I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the best part. DJ Matador, no idea.
Matadork, really.
Matadouche.
Yeah. For not being too savvy on the Facebook and all that shit.
Who cares? Play fucking music.
Yeah, but I am savvy.
Descendants.
Here we go.
I like food. Food tastes good.
Cord yourself with Thanksgiving.
Turkey!
I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good. Juicy burger, juicy fries. Too late, baby, brought me stuff. Too late, good, what type of soup? Got my way or I'll eat too. I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good. Girls are dying back and eating. I like food. Food tastes good. I like food. Food tastes good.
Oh, Mr. Delaney, can you work for me tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Then you must come in the next day, I tell you. It's Black Friday.
Black Friday?
It's the biggest mall shopping day of the year. And since the mall is just up the street, I would like you to come out and work.
On Black Friday?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You want me to work on Moolie Monday, too?
I'm sorry?
How about Nigger Tuesday?
Nigger Tuesday? Is this a new holiday?
You come to a brother and tell him he got to work on Black Friday? You got any idea how racist that sounds? Telling me to come in and work. What, you think you own me?
I never say this, I tell you.
But you thought it, didn't you? You thought to yourself, oh, I'm going to lay down the law for this nigga because I put food on his table and clothes on his little nigga baby backs. He ain't going to say shit.
This ain't Amistad.
You shut up.
Goddamn right this ain't Amistad. Can't wait till the post office settle my disability suit because then I'm going to be out this motherfucker because I'm going to be Oprah rich. Don't kiss my ass.
You know what? Fuck you, and suck cock.
Belong.
You will not eat cat poop.
You will do it immediately.
No!
You will.
Fine, I'll try to eat one.
Yeah, get in there.
If I take one bite, will you get me a steak? If I take one bite of shit, will you bring me a steak?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, get in there. You'll see. Yeah.
Oh, please.
Start with the egg.
I'm so hungry. I don't...
There.
Oh, God.
A steak, a big...
Presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Frozen Turkey Helpline Guy.
Mr. Frozen Turkey Helpline Guy.
You patiently wait by the phones, prepared to help us through our every crisis. A frozen bird. A burnt bird. A frozen burnt bird.
Crispy on the outside.
Your first instructions... Why didn't we read the instructions first?
Reading's overrated.
Step by step, you walk us through the complicated procedure of ditching the turkey and ordering pizza instead.
Or maybe mushy pork.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh guru of the gobbler, because the one thing we're really thankful for is you.
Mr. Frozen Turkey Helpline Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
God, I'm fucking hungry. Let me check the fridge. Dude, where's my fucking schnitzel? Hey, wake up. Wake up, you asshole. Wake up. Wake up.
What?
You ate my fucking schnitzel.
What?
You ate my fucking schnitzel.
Well, it was in there. If you put it in there, then it's fair game for anybody who wants to eat it.
Well, then maybe this is fair game.
Wow! God!
Okay.
As a fucking, hey!
No, yeah, that's right. It's karate chop.
What are you doing?
Well, if you didn't like that, how about this?
Ki!
Ow! Ki!
Ow!
Oh!
We'll be right back.
That's right, folks. The randomness continues here on Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, straight from the Chico Studios, laundry room / bar.
Episode 10, Thanks for Nothing.
Thanksgiving fast approaching.
If you missed our previous episode, the Trail of Tears edition.
Going out to the Native Americans. Yeah.
And most of you missed our episode before that, the Halloween, Halloween edition.
I think everyone missed that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They were too busy jacking off like during the Halloween. No hits.
Yeah, I think...
that's how we measure our success.
By the number of times people actually listen to the show, I guess that's a good measure.
Yeah, fucking A. What you just heard, Eat the Meek.
No FX. One of the, unlikely suspects for a reggae song, but, you know.
The Vandals, Taste Like Chicken, off the album The Quickening. Classic indeed.
An excellent track right there. Of course, we had The Descendants in there. I Like Food, because it tastes good. That opened up the set. We had some reggae in there with Brain Food. And you heard a little something from the classic film Zack and Miri Make a Porno in the background, talking about Black Friday and how some people might misinterpret the meaning of Black Friday.
Yeah.
Some people, speaking of misinterpreting the meaning of black, the Black Irish. What do you think about that, Potato?
I think Irish.
The Murfinator.
Regardless of color. The Black Irish. I'm black, motherfucker.
Yeah, the Murfinator is fucking dominating the airwaves.
How many
or
beers?
The internet waves,
how many
whatever you want
you
to call them. Podbean.com, $9 a month. I hate to see it in my statement. Is it worth it?
So, Murph, since
Rhyme and Treason.
Murph, since you are the most interesting man in the room, second most interesting man in the room, please, yeah.
I'm the third, obviously.
Okay, third most interesting guy in the room. Least interesting guy in the podcast. yeah. So, your travels, you've been all over since the last show.
I have.
Tell the listeners about that.
I enjoyed it very much.
Where all did you go in these travels in the last, like, God knows how long it's been?
You have to speak to my attorney about that, to be honest. But...
What about Iceland?
Yeah.
The tales were incredible.
You were talking about the Swedish bikini team. I mean, you had the
Russians, whole... Russians as well. Russians aren't as bad as everybody thinks, by the way. Marsha, if you're out there, if you're listening, they're out in New Orleans, as a matter of fact. If anybody's out in New Orleans, so watch out for the fucking Russians, though.
Yeah, you hear that knowledge.
Spreading.
I guess the New Orleans Saints won't be drafting anybody that was from, like, Rocky 2.
Tell you, Shire. Not a draft pick.
A big, long lady, yeah. But they are evil, and they're verbally abusive. They actually verbally abuse me. I'm a good guy, you know.
Did you cry about it?
No, I was hit.
You were hit? Physically struck by a woman?
Yes.
This is classic.
Several times. Wait, hold on. You can't just brush over that real. All right, like,
so
like
you were in a Slavic country of some sort, getting slapped by a woman.
Two of them, you know, most men would think that was great, right? No. First of all, they look like identical. They look the same, so there's no, you know, there's nothing fun about that.
But they weren't twins.
No, they weren't related. They were refugees from fucking Katrina. You know, it came down to...
Wait, so they were Russian chicks that were from Louisiana... That were refugees from Hurricane Katrina that were transplanted to Miami Beach.
The Merv travels are incredible. Merv rules.
To experiment with this, and this is what happened. So,
Yes, they were, and thank God they moved back to New Orleans because, holy shit, man. You know, I would go out to, I got to dinner with them. They were so rude. Just, it was evil, man, pure evil.
Like rude as
I
in
know,
like...
I know why there was a Cold War and why people hate Russians. It was just intense.
Like,
I was scared in bed. I'm a man. I was literally scared in bed with two women. Who would thought? Who would think? You know? You're in bed with two women.
You're in there at the same time with both women.
I literally was frightened a little bit, you know?
Did they physically strike you in bed?
Slapping and then yes. Why do we have to go into specifics? I mean, is it necessary? You know, what do you want to fucking know? Yes.
Those crazy Ruskies.
It wasn't that bad, you guys. I wasn't bleeding. I never bled. Never bled.
They were chugging vodka. Were they bleeding on the side?
No. I would have called it a day if they were bleeding. Trust me.
All right, some more music coming up. Here we go. Thanksgiving edition.
Potato Murphy in the house. Rhyme
and treason.
You're telling everyone in town that I don't treat you right. You even say I stay away and don't come home at night. I'm losing you and you are all I've got. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It seems you like to hurt me, and you know I'm good to you. I'd give you anything I own, do anything you want me to. Yeah, now you've really got me on the spot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Still I would forgive you if you'd let me. I'd be glad if we could try again. But it seems that you're just out to get me. And it looks as if you're just about to win. No matter what you do, I always will love you. And you will never know how it hurts to see you go. And for calling me those things you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. But you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
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 Grandma needs new dentures to eat the crust on pizza. Taking out by her daughter because she got your daughter. Kids are eating Snickers because they're so delicious. Then it's sticky fingers.
The mother loses her makeup.
My whole life comes six times a year. They come and join us to each everyone. Cheers. My whole day comes a six pack of beer. And then it's back to work.
Barbecue is cooking. Sausage. Chicken,
and you know
a year. They got a joint and two inch everyone. Cheers! Back all day, comes a six pack of beer, then it's back to work. A-G-A.
Dear God, who definitely exists, we, your people, who have been on this planet for 6,000 years and not a second more, wish to thank you for this bounty and for keeping Congress predominantly white through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Johnny Cash, some Blur, some Vampire Weekend in there.
All in the last block. Thanks a lot for listening. Rhyme and Treason.
Thank you so much.
.podbean.com. Go ahead, tell a friend, shoot a puppy.
Yeah, some extreme hardcore shit. That's what we try to represent.
We are Turntable Terrorists, and that is the name of this track right now in the background.
Some cranberry sauce, turkey legs.
A little bit of stuffing. You know, I got a good story, actually.
All right.
My lovely, beautiful wife and her family, you know. The first time that I was invited to her family's house for Thanksgiving, I showed up, and, you know, everything was beautiful, the food was great, and there was this kind of lumpy red sauce looking thing on the table, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I put it on my plate, and it was kind of spicy, and I was like, oh, that's really good. It goes really good with, like, the cranberries and whatnot, right? And I look at her, what is that stuff? And she goes, oh, it's cranberry sauce. And I swear to God, I didn't recognize it because it didn't have the rings from the can on it.
Nice story. I like it. The Thanksgiving conversations are what cracked me up.
Send us your amazing Thanksgiving stories to rhymeintrusionradio@gmail.com.
Email, hate mail. Send it to us.
Yeah, porn mail, spam us.
Send us anything.
It's all good. Facebook.
You're listening overseas.
Facebook, Rhyme and Truth Radio.
That's crazy. I don't believe it.
I don't believe anything I read, see, or hear anymore.
Exactly.
Once again, the man, the myth, the legend, Seamus the Potato Murphy.
Ah, cheers, ladies and gentlemen.
He's traveled across the globe.
And
ladies
I'll be back
and gentlemen.
Again soon enough. Don't you worry.
So I hope you've declassified. I mean, I know you were able to share us the Russian immigrant story. Okay.
I don't overwhelm you.
I know the audience would like to hear a bit about some of the places that you've been. You mentioned Peru, and you scaled the Amazons or something like
no,
that?
No, you're totally full of shit. No, East Coast, Massachusetts. If anybody's from Massachusetts, what's up? Everybody out there, Florida.
Hey, don't
Chicago,
forget the
Chicago. Chicago, Chi-Town, Beantown. Honestly, folks down there in Houston, I love you people, but you're
Houston
fucking sucks. It's hot as shit. Not a big fan of that place. I love everybody out in
Rangers
California.
Suck too.
Oh yeah, go Giants, baby! By the way, San Francisco,
yeah, world champs,
the most
baby.
Beautiful city in the
world.
United
Park's
States.
My hero,
most definitely. Speaking of all my travels, I'd have to say that
San Francisco
is the most
okay.
beautiful.
While we're on the subject, though. All-time favorite Giant player. Go.
I'd have to say my buddy Will Clark.
Will Clark. That's two for two.
Yeah. Mr. Will Clark, I love you. Chewing tobacco. I know you like young women. I love them, too. Congratulations on that. You almost won the 89 World Series, but my Oakland A's beat you. But I love you, Willie. Willie the Thrill.
Oakland.
Willie the Thrill. Will Clark, all the way.
Right on.
Against the white walls, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
So the team pancake breakfast is tomorrow morning at 9 instead of 8.
Oh, almost forgot. I won't be able to make it, fellas. Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J. I'm not sure, but apparently you just run for an extended period of time. It's supposed to be wild.
So Ron's not coming?
No, Ron's coming. It's the pancake breakfast. We do it every month.
I realize that. But sometimes you just gotta look yourself in the mirror and say, when in Rome.
The bottom line is, you've been spending a lot of time with this lady, Ron. You're a member of the Channel 4 news team.
That's a given. That's a given.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. I miss your musk. When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Maybe sit the next couple plays out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna quit saying things when they crop up there in the old skull, huh?
Because after all, it is a jungle out there.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is
over. I don't know. Everywhere I look, it seems like someone's getting butt surfed by the system. My parents are always talking about the system. And the 60s, and how cool it was.
Well, look at where the 60s got them, huh? Come on, people now, smile on your brother.
Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Tune in, turn it up.
Now that was the 60s.
This is a song for the 90s from my buddies, the Descendants.
Welcome to Dorina Snitchell, may I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want... Get up,
Whales with that? Why don't we listen to that one again, huh?
Welcome to Dorina Snitchell,
may I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want...
You want whale sperm with that?
No!
I hate the 60s, I hate school, I hate principals, I hate vice principals.
But my true, pure, refined hatred is reserved
for guidance counselors.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, thanks for nothing.
You said now!
Oh, you did it!
You're so generous! Thanks for nothing!
Never mind all the stuff that I bought for you! It was my pleasure!
Getting nothing back! Come next year, I'm getting you! Exactly what? You got me fucking nothing! See how you like it!
I don't have much money, but I got you something nice. I messed up my cards, didn't care about the prize. But so I care this time of year.
So on the sap, under the Christmas tree, trying to find the gifts that I thought you got for me, but there was nothing there. What a shock! Just torn up Christmas wrappings from all the gifts I bought.
Thanks for all the effort to brighten up my Christmas. Thank you for the knife that you stabbed me in the back with.
What a blessing! You're really something.
La 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 la! Thanks for nothing.
so selfless. Choosing gifts so thoughtfully. Sweated in a crowded mall. You didn't get shit from me, you selfish asshole. I hope you die. Choking on your poop and pile of presents 6 feet high.
Thanks for making Christmas such a disappointment. Thanks for making sharing seem so fucking pointless. What a foul. I'll tell you one thing.
La 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 la. Thanks for nothing. La 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 la. Thanks for nothing. La 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 la. Fuck you.
Again, giving thanks and praise. Cause I could've been pushing up daisy with Babylon trying to fade me. But I evaded it, see. Got involved with something that had nothing to do with me. Giving thanks for the quest for one love and one unity. Cause free is what we should be. One people, not in captivity. Giving thanks for the sun up above. Shine as ever, woman raised which I love. It keeps my black skin blacker, so you know it's a factor. Giving thanks for the days that's passed us. God provides not because he has to. Giving thanks for what I have, John. Remember I and I, when you pass by and by, would you ever see an eye? When I give thanks and praise, and I'm gonna thanks and praise, and I'm gonna thanks and praise, thanks and praise,
yeah. Well, even if you got the whole damn world on your shoulders, every day you're still alive, but a little bit older. I just shake it off, can't let it get me down. Especially in this crunch time, I won't just sit around and lose my. Got to keep my shit together.
The Descendants, right there in that last song, as you heard being played by Christian Slater, as a matter of fact, from the classic early 90s film Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah, Christian Slater, True Romance, that's my favorite with Christian.
Well, you know, the reason why we played a clip from that one actually is because the whole point of that movie is about pirate radio and how it can affect people. And people that you never
expect. If you have an internet connection, this show might affect you.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully we've offended you or someone that you love dearly, and they can contact us at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. And we can respond with a big hearty go fuck yourself. If you have a request, you can Twitter us at fuck Twitter. DJ Seamus Potato Spud Murphy in the house. Seamus Spud Murphy, how goes it, my friend?
How goes it? I just want to compliment you on your advertising. I mean, my God, yeah. Pretty much say, you know, if you want to come fuck me, you reach me at what? Rhyming Pirate? Rhyming Pirate? Rhyming Pirate Radio?
Rhyming Treason. Podbean.
Oh, treason's involved.
Yeah.
Treason.
We fucking rocked it so far.
There's the address.
And what's coming up next? You heard Thanks for Nothing, The Vandals, off the Christmas album. Christmas episode coming up next. Part one, Christmas. Santa, he's a Nazi, right?
Well, not only that, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure what happens to Seamus, the fucking leprechaun, your favorite leprechaun. Let me tell you.
This guy travels more than Santa Claus. He gives out more presents to girls than herpes. I mean... Wait.
No. STD free, man. I've been, yes, every day tested, every day. Ladies, speaking of plugs, if you're listening out there, go get tested. Do us all a favor.
DJ Murphy's unofficial sponsor.
Yes, STD free, absolutely.
DJ Spud Murphy, sponsored by Lifestyles Condoms.
Clean. Then again, tune in next month, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see.
It's always a new story for the second most interesting man in the room.
There once was this girl, you know what I'm saying?
Episode 10. Thanks for fucking nothing.
Episode 10, we're out of here. Rhyming Treason Radio. We'd like to give a shout out to the Blithering Idiot podcast.
And to the Ice podcast for kind of being cool. Andrew at the Blithering Idiot.
Iceman.
You're the shit.
Iceman.
Thanks, man.
Val Kilmer's their idol. Top Gun.
I don't know
Maybe
if you can see that. I just did the Iceman teeth chop thing.
They probably don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, go rent Top Gun. You'll know what's up.
You'll especially enjoy the gay volleyball scene.
Coming up next on Rhyme and Treason Radio, the punk rock Christmas.
Punk
so
rock
stay
Christmas,
tuned.
Yeah.
Rhyme.
Stay tuned. And treason.
Bitches.
Not right now. now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault, animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got their canopies collapsing. Detonate a diamond tank, daily doing dope. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit 'em high, hella hype, historic. Oh, hey, Holocaust hymns, hear 'em holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curl's jocking joints. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type writs in my kingdom. Let me live a long life lyrically. Lessons is learned, lame louses just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, massive. Marvel and move, mini mock what I've mastered. Niggas nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Mac never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, widening opticals. Perfected poems, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder puffs in my primes. White quaint posts, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter of what we got. A really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radio activity. Super scientifical, sound search sought. Silencing stupefied saps that are soft. Tails 10 times, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut, verb by smart, victorious, valid, violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish, while I'm all well, what a wise wordsmith, just weaving up words, weeded up on my work shift, Xerox, my X-radiation glows, extra large, X-height letters, xylophone tones, yellow back, yak mouth, young ones, yawn, yesterday's lawn yard, cell, I yawn, zigzag zombie, zoom into the zenith, zero wins and thoughts over zealous rhymes, Z-Lot.
Good. Can you say it faster?
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.